From your sublime to the...
Let me go back to Santa. All right, we'll call the meeting to order. It's 4:15. Roll call. Supervisors Belsky, Franco, Wambolds, and Chairman Nuno joined us this afternoon as well. Citizen comments? Seeing none, we'll move on from that. Any supervisor comments? I don't have anything to report. Alrighty, Josh, you're up. Or Joe, whoever's doing it.
If I may, I'm just going to sort of set the stage briefly, and I'll turn it over to Josh. Supervisor, good afternoon. Thank you for your flexibility and accommodation in arranging this meeting so quickly. Before Mr. Nielsen goes into the specifics of the resolution, I'd like to provide a quick explanation as to why we're asking for such fast movement on this. Joint Services and the administration have recently concluded we're potentially eligible for some state grant reimbursement for training which Joint Services has scheduled and budgeted for 2023. In order to apply for that reimbursement, however, the county board has to designate by resolution the county's sole PSAP, which is the public safety access point. To that end, you've got a resolution in front of you which would satisfy that state requirement and permit Joint Services to apply for the grant. Unfortunately, the grant application is due October 25th, so there's the one county board meeting scheduled before that deadline occurs. I'd like to commend the county executive and the county board for its continued commitment to seeking out all available sources of outside revenue to assist the county and Joint Services in carrying out its mission.
Okay, so thank you for hearing from us so quickly here. The state of Wisconsin put out a grant for Next Generation 911. It's got multiple parts to it. The part that we are seeking for this year is, as Joe said, some training funds for emergency medical dispatch. The grant is an 80-20 match, but it's a reimbursement grant, so you have to fund it up front, and you have to prove that you have funding for it up front before you can apply. So what we have in the 2023 budget is some training for emergency medical dispatchers. That's a certification level that our dispatchers all must achieve. That 911 centers, actually by state statute, are now required to provide emergency medical dispatch instructions or transfer those calls to another center that would provide those instructions. So we're really required to have these certifications. It's something we need to do going forward. We've been doing it for a few years now. We will do it for many years, but the current process that we're using is a certification process through an agency called Priority Dispatch, and they are one of the companies that is allowed through the state grant process. So we're looking at a total of about $3,300 that's budgeted for all of this for next year, we expect that we'll qualify for the grant without any problems as long as we have this resolution in place. There is currently a resolution in place that names Joint Services as the only PSAP in the state of Wisconsin for some other grant funding that in the past have been already received, but the state statute requires for this grant another specific resolution. So that's why we're here. This current grant just goes through next year. The state, I've got the assistant manager Mike Blodgett from the communications center with me. He's talked with some folks from the state. Their goal is to try to extend this thing going forward. So we anticipate that in subsequent years there'll be additional funds coming for some of these projects that are listed in the grant. So that's the short synopsis of it. I can answer any questions.
So when I read the application, it said that you could go up to $500,000. We're not going for any more because we don't have the 20% budgeted?
Correct. So you would have to have, so this was issued in, this all came out in July of this year. Mm-hmm. So if you had some kind of a project ready to go, there would be funds available for those projects, but the project start dates are no later than January 2023 and they have to be accomplished within 18 months.
So for next year, are you going to look at this and maybe look at upgrading the 911 yes. system? Because there was a lot of things that could be updated for Joint Services up to $500,000.
Absolutely agree. So there are things that we're going to need to do with the 911 system that are going to cost substantial amounts of money in the near future. We were positioned to actually do a project with our 911 system looking at 2024 to potentially get some of this this grant money. Now, it's going to be up to the state to extend this and take this grant program beyond that, and that is what they are looking to try to do. But that again will be up to the state legislature whether they go that route. But that's that they're what they're where the money's coming from. It is. There are fees collected on your cell phone bills, mm-hmm. Called the police and fire protection fee. And that goes right now, or up until this year, that money has gone into the state general fund. They're starting to use some of that money for this purpose along with some other things. So what their goal is to, not set in stone, but the goal is to continue doing that down the road. So when we have to start doing some of these larger projects, there should be some funding there for it. But we were not in a position in order to do that to have a project start in January.
So have you never applied for this before?
No, this just came out.
Okay, because it came out during the summer.
Yeah, in July.
Right. And so if you're looking to do a project for 2024, aren't you going to have to budget the money in 2023 to say that you have the money?
Yes,
for the project in
2023? We will have to do that in 20. Yes, next year we would have to budget. We would have to budget money for
okay.
that project. Correct.
I just want to make sure. Yeah. All right.
And that's we're actually working with our current vendor right now to try to get some ideas on costs. There's some other things we have to do with AT&T. We'll have to bring AT&T in to look at the facilities here, and there could be things on their end that they say
because there's a lot you could leverage. I mean, especially going up to $500,000.
And we'll probably. To be quite honest, we'll probably end up needing more than that to get that project done.
Okay.
Over probably a year or two, but yeah. So.
And you're good with you can get the application done by the 25th.
Yes, yeah, so, matter of fact, we pretty much have it. We have a draft of it pretty much ready to go.
Okay.
Mike's been working on that, so yeah, we're.
Because it looked lengthy. Okay.
Yeah, it's actually not too terrible.
Okay.
We meet all of the requirements. They've got a bunch of standards that we have to meet, and we do meet all of those. So.
All right, thank you. That's all I have.
Anybody else? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Oh, yeah.
Like, motion.
Yeah, getting us out of here. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve, yeah.
Joe is probably like, what are we doing? Is there a second?
Second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. Now Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
All right, it passes. To my knowledge, there's no other business unless somebody has something.
Motion to adjourn.
Moved.
Second.
Seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, don't leave without your signature.
Okay.